Special testimonies for ministers and workers. Number 5. Proper methods in labor. The truth cannot be introduced in any haphazard way among the colored people. Neither can advice be given to the believers and to those who teach the truth to be presumptuous. When the period comes in the southern states to do as did the three worthies who refused to bow to Nebuchadnezzar's image, that time will present decisions for or against the commandments of God. There is no need of closing up our own way wholly. It will be made more difficult to work the many fields that have not yet been touched. Our policy is, do not make prominent the objectionable features of our faith, which strike most decidedly against the practices and customs of the people, until the Lord shall give the people a fair chance to know that we are believers in Christ, that we do believe in the divinity of Christ and in His preexistence. Let the testimony of the world's Redeemer be dwelt upon. I, Jesus, have sent mine angel to testify unto you these things in the churches. There is need of strictly guarding the word that the pen traces upon paper. The Lord help us to learn in the school of Christ His meekness and lowliness. If the majesty of heaven guarded His every word lest He should stir up the spirit of Satan and the fallen angels, how much more careful should we be in all things?